Good morning. My name is Reverend J. Okamoto from Honpa Hongwanji Mission of Hawaii. I'd like to listen to the Dharma with you this morning. It is Obon season now, so I'd like to share some about Obon today. Bon or Obon is a service held once a year around July and August for us in order to express gratitude for those who have passed away. If it is a Hatsubon, Hatsu means first, those who lost their loved ones in the past year have the Hatsubon service. The definition of Obon is quite different by the Buddhist sects. You may have seen a lantern floating in Obon season. That lantern floating originates from a tradition making fire at the beginning and the end of Obon season. At the beginning of the season, the family makes a fire in front of their gate so that the spirit is able to see in the darkness and does not get lost where they should come back to. When the season ends, the family makes another fire, and it is a sign for the spirit to leave. They are called mukaebi and okuribi, which means welcome fire and farewell fire. You may have seen making a letter-shaped fire on the mountain in Kyoto. That is this farewell fire. The lantern floating originates to the farewell fire. As I mentioned earlier, Obon service in Jodo Shinshu is defined as a service to express our gratitude to the loved ones who have departed, and it is done with joy. It might sound weird saying having a service for deceased with joy, but this joy is important. Let me talk about this later. When we have this Obon service, a Japanese concept of Om is significant. Generally, Om is translated to obligation in the dictionary, but obligation cannot express the entire concept of the word. It also means blessing or grace. It is something I receive from others, and it is also a feeling of mine. I went on a Buddhist dictionary, and it says, quote, Om means knowing what has been done for oneself, considering deeply in one's mind with gratitude that what has been done for oneself and what may present possible, end quote. It makes sense that the kanji, Chinese character, of Om is made from two parts. One part is in, which means cause or reason. Another part is kokoro, which means mind or heart. Deep and humble consideration in your heart with gratitude, what made you be here possible, is one definition of Om. When I think of Om in my life, the first thing came up in my mind was my parents. Because of they nurtured and guided me, I am able to be here today. Second was to my wife and my children. Because they are with me, I can do my best for my life. Third was to my grandparents and relatives. From I was a little baby until today, because they cherish me, I'm able to be here today. Because of my friends, because of my teachers, if you humbly think about your life, you'll realize there are countless Om you have received through in your life. Some people may say, I have lived my life alone. I did not need anybody's help. This is a very sad comment. Any single life cannot live alone. From the very first moment I was born in this world, if somebody did not hold my small body, I was not able to be here. If my parent or someone take place did not feed me, I was not here today. It is not only towards human. We living things have to eat, otherwise we cannot sustain this body. Everything we eat is life. Beef, pork, chicken, fish, vegetable, fruit, they are all life. It is why we thank to the food, actually life, before we eat. If we turn the switch on, we can have light. If we open the faucet, we can have water. And please don't say, because I'm paying for that. Own is not a monetary relation. It is something you feel from behind the scene. People in Hawaii know how hard our pioneers worked and how tough their lives were. Because they worked hard, today we are able to be here. I think when you talk about our Isseis or Niseis, first generation or second generation, you have a sense of gratitude. It is not limited to Japanese, but also to any nationalities, Filipino, Chinese, Korean, Portuguese, and so forth. That sense of gratitude is on, knowing what has been done behind the scene for you to be able to be here today. When we think about our lives today, we have received and we are receiving a lot. Especially the loved ones who departed must have done a lot to you in many ways. There must be something you are aware of. There must be something you are not aware of. In order to thank to such on, we Jodo Shinshu Buddhists hold Obon service. Then, also it is sad to separate with loved one. If you are able to feel their on that you have received, I think you have a joy that is, I'm happy because I was able to encounter you in this life. It must not a joy that jump around and yell, but quietly and heartily, you can enjoy the encounter with a person. Before the conclusion, I'd like to share with you something that I have heard in a sermon. This reverend said, when you think of your life, you must have received many on from Buddha, your parents, and so forth. Sometimes people say, ongaishi, which means giving back the on in return. When I think of this ongaishi, it reminds me of a birthday gift. Do you give your birthday gift back to the person who gave it to you? I think you do not do that. The person gave the gift to you. What you should do is not giving it back. You should receive it with gratitude and hold it. Just like that, on is not something you give back. On is something you have to live with. As long as you live, you occasionally recall the on you have received from the person and you thank to it. It is how we should live. This is how the sensei told us. I'd like to thank to everyone for listening to this program, and let us consider the on we have received from our loved ones as well as from Amida Buddha, and thank to them through Namo Amida Butsu and Gassho. Thank you very much again for listening. Have a nice day.